I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're now into hour number three. Very informative and lovely. Talk show host with The Blaze, Sarah Gonzalez, will be in studio with us coming up at the bottom of the hour, and I'll do some into the next fourth hour with her. And the Jade Hour, I'll pop in with 30, 40 minutes of key critical intel from source New World Order documents. That's his specialty. And I have I have hundreds of articles here, but I've got several dozen I want to hit here in a moment. But talked about this, and Trump did a great job. Let's just play clips. I mean, it's just, he just devastated him at the Al Smith dinner. This has been going on for, 80-something years. And no presidential candidate who's the nominee, either Republican or Democrat, has ever not gone to it except Walter Mondale in 84. He lost 49 states, only won one. And so that's quite the harbinger for her. She didn't show up. So here we go. Let's just play clip 2 through 7. These are short, back-to-back. These are amazing. Here they are.
Tradition holds that I'm supposed to tell a few self-deprecating jokes this evening. So here it goes. Nope. I've got nothing. There's nothing to say. I guess I just don't see the point of taking shots at myself when other people have been shooting at me for a hell of a long time and they shoot up. A major issue in this race is child care, and Kamala has put forward a concept of a plan. A lot of people don't like it. The only piece of advice I would have for her in the event that she wins would be not to let her husband, Doug, anywhere near the nannies. Just keep them away. That's a nasty one. That's nasty. I told these idiots that gave me this stuff, that's too tough. Oh, I did. They told me the last time I did this, I was running against Crooked Hillary. There's a group called White Dudes for Harris. Have you seen this? White Dudes for Harris. Anybody know? Are some of you here? White Dudes for Harris. Doesn't sound like it. But I'm not worried about them at all because their wives and their wives' lovers are all voting for me. Every one of those people is voting for me. Chuck Schumer is here looking very glum. Doesn't he look glum? He looks glum. But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become. If Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president. And I actually said, do you mind if I do that? And he said, no, you got to do what you got to do. He's a pro. He's a professional.
Catholic president, right? After JFK, President Biden couldn't be here tonight. The DNC made sure of that. I guess I'm the only one that reads history. I never know how to address you people. Do you prefer, global elite or coastal elite? I know we live in sensitive times and I don't want to mislabel anyone. I'm personally excited to be up here, and not just because you make me look young and principled. This seating arrangement is weird, right? I mean, it looks like the plutocrats are about to play Family Feud. And the survey says, whatever you want. This dais, actually, let's be honest, this entire room is filled with some of the most powerful people in New York City and Brian Kilmeade. Remember, Brian, I told you? Brian and I started doing stand-up together, so we're friends, hopefully. Because this room is, I'm glad you guys have a sense of humor about this, because this room is undeniably impressive. It really is. The prestige, the wealth, the allegations. I mean, wow. And don't feel bad if you don't have any allegations yet, okay? Which reminds me, Letitia James is here. She had a great year. She's just back there watching all of you. She's watching.
All right, I have stacks of incredible developments, but I'm going to hit this one first, because when you ask yourself, how evil are the globalists? How evil are the Democrats? How evil are the Pritzkers, who are Republicans? It's really hard to even let it soak in until you actually talk to the fathers and the mothers, like we have on air in famous cases, in Texas, in Michigan, in Oregon, in Illinois, in New York, that I've had on the show and my other hosts have had on, in famous cases where the school, normally it's kind of a autistic style child, and I had a member of the parliament on like 10 years ago from the UK was first noticing this, that half the kids that were getting put in the transgender bin and being sterilized were autistic. So kids like to do make-believe. So they start telling in preschool now, and I'm going to show you the documents here, but really bad in kindergarten, first grade, fifth grade. Oh, we're not going to pretend to be a superhero or a dragon or a cowboy or something, or a police officer. We're going to pretend you're another sex, and you can be anything you want. And then if the child says, yeah, I feel like I am another sex, and the teachers do this in public school and in the elite private ones, it happened to Elon Musk's son, without him even knowing. Why so pissed? He's told you that. They then create a file once your kid says they want to be this. And in public schools and private schools all over the country, they then keep it secret and attach social workers to the child and say, your parents are going to be mean to you. Don't tell them, it's our little secret. So it's just how pedophiles create a relationship, start groping, start saying, don't tell your parents. And then that's how they do it. I mean, the low-functioning ones that have low IQs, they just try to grab kids out of playgrounds or, you know, your kids in the bathroom at Target, and they, you know, they grab them. I mean, you see those surveillance camera tapes where a guy comes out of the bathroom with a kid and the kid's never seen again, or they're found dead, or, you know, found being raped. This is super illegal, super creepy grooming. And that's what drag queen story time is. A lot of convicted pedophiles, many cases. And there's cases all over the country where it'll come out in the news. Well, parents got mad that they had career day for the fifth graders at the library, and the local drag queen who dances at the gay bar came and told the kids that being a transgender person is great because you can make money. And in the Denver case, the reason that was even on Fox News a few years ago, I'm just using one everybody's heard of. This man dressed as a woman told the kids, I make a lot of money working at the sex club, and I'm an escort and have sex with people. And in Germany, they mainline it and make women that are out of work become prostitutes. You don't believe me? Just look it up. Germany making unemployed women become prostitutes. And then the government becomes the pimp. There was an article earlier this year, mainstream German news, where they're making women service up to 10 men a day and they can't refuse the clients. That's sex slavery. Oh, the liberals are all about, you know, legalizing sex work so it's all clean and good, and then they make you do it. Just like they try to take over your body and make you take a poison shot. It's about raping your rights. It's about making you a slave. Like the federal filing to say, I don't own my own name. And they say, Alex Jones is different. Other people own their names. He doesn't. If you don't take a job as a prostitute, we can stop your benefits. Yeah, yeah. Throw that headline and we'll go back to drag queen story time. Reader once charged with sex assault. Yeah, raped a six-year-old boy. But go back to the other one out of Germany, the London Telegraph. If you don't take a job as a prostitute, we can stop your benefits. That was a few years ago. Hell, that's 19 years ago. Now in Germany, look it up, they make them serve us 10 men a day and they can't refuse a man. Well, I thought a prostitute can refuse who they want. Oh, no. You, when I say this stuff, the crew just types it and finds it. I know this sounds like bull to most of you that are normal, and you're like, they're not making women be prostitutes in Germany. They're not making them serve us 10 men a day. Yeah, they are. And whatever they're doing over there is run by the globalists they want to do here. And remember, the CIA got caught in West Germany placing over 30,000 children with over 30,000 pedophiles to create a new society. If you're a new listener, I know that doesn't sound real. Just like 325,000 missing kids under Kamala being found in sex slavery and slave labor. Doesn't sound real, but it's a Senate report and all confirmed. And then 8,000 of the names got given to Muckraker, Anthony Rubin and his team, and they went to a bunch of the houses and they said, yeah, I had a little five-year-old here. Had her for 2 days, 6 months ago. I don't know who I gave her to. Call the police. Sorry, we can't respond. That's a federal matter. So you went to an airfield 6 months ago and got a five-year-old girl. Yeah, I remember, yeah. And here's her name, yeah. Where is she? I don't know. I gave her to somebody. That's on video. I don't know. I gave her to, and they go to another house. Same story. And one of the whistleblowers for over a decade was involved before Obama started all this, then Trump killed it, then it came back worse than ever under Biden and Kamala. We had him in the studio just 2 weeks ago. He's on record to Congress as a whistleblower. He'd be on airplanes where they wouldn't give him any diapers or food, and in some cases he was bringing three-month-old babies, and they would fly him to four or five stops for 6, 7, 8, 9 hours with the babies crapping all over themselves with no food, and then with no